All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at the June 18th UFC Fight Night. Quite the intriguing flyweight fight going down. We have Natalia Silva and Jasmine Jazz Davisius getting out there into the cage, and always good getting to talk to Jasmine ahead of these big fights. How's your day going so far, Jasmine?
It's going well. It's a rest day, so, just relaxing, did some grocery shopping, nothing too crazy.
Working on chefing it up even more. I feel like your, culinary game gets leveled up each time we keep talking to each other as much as your mixed martial arts game does.
Yeah, I'm cooking a lot. It's like having to diet and, keep your weight low and everything has, really helped me discover different ways to cook. And I'm, really appreciating, the whole process of it.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like a great sort of thing that benefits your career. Seems like it's like a fun, creative sort of thing, too. You can level up and try out different things. So I would imagine firing off similar parts of the brain between those activities to a degree.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I'm kind of curious where you're predominantly training. It seems like you were at NTT getting in that Niagara Top Team work recently. But it also seems like American Top Team has been a place you've been honing skills at. Where are you mostly at ahead of this fight here?
I'm out of NTT. I went to ATT for the week, and that was amazing. I definitely will go back there in the future. But for the rest of this camp, I'm here at Niagara Top Team.
Yeah, the ATT experience was cool because I've historically known you to get in work at Syndicate MMA in terms of cross training. So how was that American Top Team experience overall? It seemed like you were getting in on those Mako Mondays a little bit. How was the overall experience?
It was amazing. Everyone there is so hardworking, and I couldn't be more appreciative of everything that I learned. It was awesome. I definitely will be going back.
Yeah, it seemed like you got in good work with Marina Moroz. I imagine you got in work with dozens of individuals there. It seems like one of those kind of spaces.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to work with her. I didn't get to work with Joanna, which, obviously I would have loved to. But she was always doing her own thing. She would warm up with us and stuff. But maybe next time I'll get to go with her. But all the girls there were super sick. They were really awesome to work with.
Yeah, I was gonna say great work doesn't seem to, be in short supply for you. I saw Ashley Nichols was getting in some work at Niagara Top Team there. It seemed like you both were really getting in some great work with each other there.
Yeah, Ashley moved down, and she's part of our team now. She's a great asset.
Yeah, and just the growth of the team. I mean, I think the people localized to this base have always known the wealth of talent Niagara Top Team has and everything like that, but it just really seems like everyone is, flourishing at this point. Aaron Jeffrey getting ready for his Bellator debut soon, and, T'Shea Guthrow had that successful CFFC debut. Is that sort of a collective momentum that you feel in the room as well, just everyone thriving and really killing it there?
Yeah, the gym's busy, everyone's fighting. It's really sick.
Yeah, for sure. It's great to see. And just the successful UFC debut, thought to briefly touch on that before getting into the sophomore effort here. I mean, it seemed like a great performance for sure. I remember watching it and curiously enough, you were the betting underdog going into that, which I thought was kind of interesting, but probably made a lot of people, a good amount of coin there, but you got a pretty comprehensive win over Kay Hansen. What were the overall thoughts on the debut performance there?
It was a sick performance. It's your debut, you dream about it, but it was better than I could have dreamt about. Everything was so sick about it. Fight week was awesome. The fight was awesome. I feel like I looked good in my fight. I said tentative, and I was still playing safe as my debut. But it was an amazing experience.
That's an interesting takeaway with you being directly in there. So you felt like you were almost being a little more conservative with what you were doing in the cage, because to me it looked like a very exciting fight for sure, but you felt like it was almost like a very like composure minded kind of debut effort there.
Yeah, I was like super safe. I didn't want to get into any brawls. I figured the only way she was beating me is if I put myself out of position, and you know, I wanted to win that debut, so I didn't want to mess around.
Yeah, it's just curious because I thought it was an exciting fight by all accounts there. And I mean, I guess it kind of shows the growth there in a lot of ways, too. I think we talked about that previously, too. Like you in your CFFC run there, like previous, you had just got a lot of like relatively quick knockouts and stuff like that. And then like the different methodology with like the longer kind of running bouts. So in a way, it could show like the growth and just the fight IQ a little bit there, like not wanting to indulge getting in some like crazy brawl for no reason, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it seemed like you were able to use the reach really well in that fight and stuff like that for sure. So yeah, great performance overall, and just an interesting kind of next fight here. There's like certain parallels in a way though, because like Kay Hansen was kind of coming off a period of inactivity where there's certain question marks, like what are they gonna bring to the table now, like in terms of different short up skills. I mean, your opponent with an even longer hiatus coming up here. So do you just kind of focus on your own skills and what you're doing and not worry as much on the tape study end of things, just in the sense you could be fighting an entirely different opponent than their previous efforts?
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what she's going to be like. It's just like fighting in the amateur days where you're you don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about, well, she knows a bit about me, I'm sure, but you know, it's just going to be a fun fight because it'll be exactly that, like a fight, you know?
Yeah, and she seems to bring a lot to the table. I mean, I did mention the inactivity, but a jungle fight vet and back-to-back submission wins, 6-fight winning streak going. So I would think it would be a good opponent to test skills with and everything like that, a good win if you get the ideal outcome.
Yeah, for sure. You know, she's she wouldn't be in the UFC for no reason. She's obviously talented, but... yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what she has to offer.
Yeah, and it's always about the next, you know, task for sure and focusing on that. But if you had everything kind of like aligned to your like druthers, like get your way in the situation, like how many fights would you like to get in this calendar year? Because it seems like you've been relatively active so far.
I mean, God forbid I don't get any injuries and I can fight 4 times this year. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good rate of activity for sure and everything like that. So yeah, looking forward to that prospect there. And also, yeah, some interesting prospects potentially popping up in the future just with the rumblings of that like Toronto card and, you know, the later part of the year, like kind of the fall there. Is that something you're sort of eyeballing? I mean, it's not like a locked in kind of thing, still sort of tentative, but that seems to have some interest for you.
Yeah, that's a plan. I mean, that'd be sick being able to fight at home. And ideally they put me on that card, so hopefully.
Yeah, I would think that would even be like a compounded, you know, sense of like what happened with like, you know, BTC 8 and stuff like that, just having so many like local, you know, family members and friends coming out. I imagine it would be like that even next level beyond that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it's hard when I'm fighting away, you know, for people to travel and everything like that. But fighting at home would be a dream.
Yeah, and it seems that you draw a lot of motivation from that. Like, I know some fighters almost, you know, prefer to be the away player, as it were, and kind of like go to someone else's turf to fight. But you seem to really have your, I guess, energy galvanized even more. So, I mean, you're obviously motivated to compete in general, but the support of the crowd seems to help you rather than hinder you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I definitely like fighting with the crowd much more than fighting without.
Yeah, for sure. Is that something you like noticed during any of like the, you know, pandemic kind of stuff there? Like, because I know I talked to certain fighters where it almost seemed like an intense sparring session more than anything. I imagine like getting the fans back in the fold was pretty cool for you.
Yeah, it was so nice. It sucked fighting with fans, honestly. You know, that's the whole point of the sport, is to entertain and to scrap, you know? So I liked having the fans, so I'm glad they're back.
Yeah, I imagine it would be difficult because, like, fighters will talk sometimes, like, oh, yeah, like, I was getting, like, really beat up, but the adrenaline pushed me through. I imagine it's one of those things where you just, like, feel every bit of it.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I mean,
But we were talking a bit earlier about just different people you've gotten the chance to work with. Like, one of the last times we were talking, it seemed like House of Champions was a space you were kind of traveling over to and getting in good work with Diana Belbita. Is that also still kind of interwoven into your camp and everything?
Yeah, we got a great relationship with the whole crew of House of Champions. They got a bunch of super talented girls and guys in that gym, and like Cruellen, he's a master, so it's always great when sometimes he's able to come to our gym and bring some of his guys, or sometimes we can get over there, and we got a great working relationship.
Yeah, mentioning crew there kind of segues into a question I had, where it seemed like you were engaging in a little throwback, like, Muay Thai kind of action. I saw, like, a number of weeks ago on your Instagram, you were throwing it back to a great time in Thailand with Jason Sago, and it looked like you were competing in Muay Thai there. Like, what's the backstory on all of that? Like, what was going on with that particular trip?
Yeah, I just... I was there for... a month, and I ended up fighting there, and I want to go back again soon. I feel like doing a trip to Thailand is always good for the soul.
Yeah, like, I mean, do you mean in, like, a training kind of martial arts context, or even just more like traveling and just decompressing kind of thing, or maybe even a bit of both potentially?
Yeah, I guess a bit of both, but no, definitely soon.
Yeah, well, there's a, you know, ton of great spaces out there, like Tiger Muay Thai and everything like that. So I imagine a space like that would be intriguing to you. And I mean, just imagine innumerable other spaces to work at too.
Yeah, for sure. Tons of really great gyms down there.
Yeah, a lot of great things coming up here for you and everything like that. And just, yeah, great getting to talk to you ahead of another fight here, Jasmine. I always appreciate whenever you give me the time, but I want to be mindful of your schedule and everything. So is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here?
No, just thanks for chatting, and always great.
Yeah, I mean, mutual sentiment. Always fun getting to talk to you, but it's going to be even more fun checking out this fight here on June the 18th, UFC Fight Night, when Natalia Silva and Jasmine Jazz Davisius test skills. And yeah, thanks again for providing some great insights, and just looking forward to checking out the fight coming up here. You have a great rest of your day, Jasmine.
Thank you. You as well.